Angelica. It's me, Uncle Stew, the magic elf.
Come in, my son. Come over to the dark side, and on the way, pick me up half a dozen bagels, two plain, two onion, and two...
Stew, what on earth?
Hey, Dee, check out my new invention. It's the Pickles Voice Frequency Modulator 5000. Watch this.
Can I try it, Uncle Stew?
So, how does it work?
Hey, listen to me.
Well, I'll be. She sounds just like Charlotte.
All right, now I'm the boss of everybody, and you all have to do exactly what I say.
Isn't that precious?
Yeah, precious. Okay, sweetie, give Uncle Stew back his invention.
Aw.
We wouldn't want to break his prototype.
Oh, my goodness, Stew. We better get going or we'll miss that wonderful World of Wicker seminar.
Pop, don't go to sleep.
Huh? What?
You said you'd watch the kids, remember?
Oh, of course I remember.
Why don't you call Zippy Snappy Delivery Deli and just order some lunch for you and the kids? The number's on the speed dial. Just tell them to put it on the Pickles account.
Oh, all right.
Angelica, Mommy has to run to a meeting. Give me a kiss.
Bye-bye, sweetums. Be a good boy.
Bye, Tiger. Bye, Pop.
See you in a while, Pop. Oh, and we're trying to take care of their teeth, so don't order them any junk food or I'll take your teeth away.
Hey, go on, get out of here, have fun. How about we head into the kitchen and order up some lunch from Zippy's?
Can I dial the phone, huh? Can I? Please, Grandpa, can I dial the phone? Ha, please, can I?
All right, already, jumping Jehoshaphat.
Yippee!
There you go, Sprout. Now, these here are the speed dial buttons. You see? Number one is Philomel's house. Number two is your house. Number three is Chucky's house. And all the way down here at number nine is Zippy's Deli. Now, go on and push the button.
Hello, Zippy Snappy Home Delivery. This is Larry speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Lou Pickles. I'd like to order some food for delivery.
Okie doke, Mr. Pickles. Shoot.
Send me two bologna sandwiches on white with extra mayo and some steamed carrots with a side of cottage cheese. And what about dessert? You got any baked apples?
Sure do.
Terrific. Send over three baked apples with that order. Accounts in the name of Pickles.
Your food is on the way, and thanks for calling Zippy Snappy Home Delivery.
Baked apples? I hate stinky baked apples.
Sorry, Angelica, but you heard Aunt Dee Dee. No junk food. You wouldn't want your old grandpa to get his teeth taken away, would you? There you go, Sprout. All gone. I remember the first time I had baked apples with my grandpa. Yes, sir. Macintosh, they were.
Oh, finally. I thought he'd never go to sleep.
Angelica, what are you doing?
Nothing that concerns babies who like to eat stinky baked apples. Now, let's see. All I gotta do is push this button. And, hey, it's ringing!
Hello, Zippy Snappy Home Delivery. This is Larry speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like a big bag of double fudge chocolate chip cookies sent to the Pickles House right away, please.
Cookies? If my mommy catches us with cookies, she's gonna take away Grandpa's teeth.
Quiet!
Excuse me, but how old are you, little girl?
I'm, practically six. Nine.
Sorry, kid. We only take orders from grown-ups.
But... Hold the phone, please.
Hello, this is Charlotte Pickles speaking. I'm a grown-up lady. You got a problem sending my sweet little girl her cookies?
Oh, no, Mrs. P, as long as you say it's okay. You want anything else?
Anything else? What else you got?
Well, for dessert, we got chocolate cake, eclairs, coconut cream pie, strawberry shortcake, chocolate macadamias, flan, chocolate...
That sounds good. Send it all. Bye.
That was pretty easy. I wonder who else I could call. I think this button is the one I'm looking for. It's ringing!
Hello, Pickles residents. Drew speaking.
Oh, hello, Dad. I mean, Drew. This is Charlotte Pickles speaking.
Yeah, thanks for telling me, hon. I never would have guessed.
Listen, Drew. Angelica is the bestest, most wonderfulest girl in the whole wide world. So, I want you to run right out to Toy City and buy me, I mean her, that new Cynthia Ultra Mega Play World that she's been wanting for so long, since she's been so good and all.
Are we talking about the same Angelica?
Just get it! And bring it over to Tommy's house so Angelica can play with it today. I gotta go. Kiss, kiss.
Uncle Stu's really got something here.
That's it, Angelica. I'm going to wake up Grandpa so we can call that place up and stop those cookies.
The bags by the door.
Huh? Who said that?
Down here. Just leave the bags and go away.
Oh, okay. Sure. Thanks for calling Zippy Snappy Home Delivery.
Go away.
Yep. They were the best apples anywhere. Huh? Where'd those kids go?
The bestest dessert I ever...
Tommy, what in tarnation?
Uh-oh.
Zippies? Angelica, how did you... Stu's invention? Oh, my gosh, we gotta get rid of this stuff before... Look, whoever it is, we're a little...
Huh? It's Dee Dee.
Oh, hi.
We just wanted to let you know that the Wicker seminar was canceled. Apparently, there was a very serious splinter incident. So we're coming home.
Oh, great.
See you in a few minutes.
Oh, now what? Miss Drew with some kind of big box.
My Cynthia Ultra Mega Play World.
You called him, too? Who else did you call?
Nobody.
Good. Okay, I'll handle your daddy. You grab Tommy and hide somewhere. And don't make a peep until I say so. Okay, I can put this... I should take this one. Hold your horses! Hello, Drew. What brings you over?
Hi, Pop. Charlotte called and said that Angelica has been so good lately that I had to run out and get this very expensive... Holy mackerel, what happened?
Uh-oh.
Angelica hasn't been eating sweets, has she?
No. I just ordered myself some dessert while the kids were napping. Hey, you want some? It's raspberry. Uh-oh. Stay right there. Chaz, Betty and Howard? What are they doing here?
Oh, yeah. I caught them, too.
Anybody else?
Uh-uh.
Tell you what, boy. Why don't I just grab this and you can head home? Here.
But, Pop, I don't like cream-filled...
Hi, Drew. I hope we're not too late for Angelica's surprise party.
What are you talking about? Angelica's birthday isn't for 6 months.
Angelica, you get rid of all this stuff while I keep them busy.
Okay, Grandpa.
What is everybody talking about? Surprise, but isn't it? You took Angelica here. I didn't know when my daughter was born. It was...
Look at this, everybody. I taught Tommy how to dance. Da-da-da-doo. Da-da-da-boo.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dad, I thought you said they were napping.
Drew, what are you doing here?
Well, I guess I'm here for this big surprise party that you didn't even tell me about.
Pop, what's going on here?
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, so I need an explanation.
Well, I...
Hi, everybody.
Pop, What happened here?
Don't tell me you fell asleep again.
No. As a matter of fact, I was watching them real close. And don't look at me. Ask her.
What difference does it make who did what? The important thing is that we're all here and we love each other.
After all, family is really what matters, right? Why are you all looking at me?
Well, Sport, I guess that's one invention that mankind just isn't ready for.
But, Mommy, I don't like this stuff.
Angelica, you ordered it? You'll eat it.
How was I supposed to know flan would be so yucky?
Well, at least you can eat it without your cheese.
Only 112 shopping days left till Christmas?
Time to take the picture for the annual Pickles holiday card.
Already? You usually don't do this until October.
Yes, and the confounded cards are never done till February. I've just got to go find my old camera, and I'll be right down.
Oh, Pop, could you bring down that bag of Tommy's old toys? The Good Samaritan Army is coming by to pick them up.
I'll take care of it as soon as I get set up for the picture.
Oh, I was wondering where this was. Oh, Stu just never seems to take a good picture. Well, maybe we can finally get Stu to hold still this year.
And the southern regions are reporting a sweltering heat wave that has everybody running for the sprinklers.
Guys, I don't know how it happened, guys, but I think it's Christmas!
That's funny. No presents.
Maybe Santa forget that it's Christmas.
Lil's right. We didn't know it was going to be Christmas today, so Santa probably didn't know neither.
But if Santa forgot, then we're not going to get any presents.
Yeah.
And neither will any other babies.
Then we gotta remind him, not just for us, but for all the babies of the whole wide world.
How are we gonna do that, Tommy?
If Santa knows when we're not here nice, then he can probably always hear us, too.
I don't know if I like that.
How about if we sing one of those songs the grown-ups sing when it's Christmas? Then when Santa hears us, he'll know it's Christmas.
Okay, Deed, I just have to start the laundry. Then I'm going to spend a great afternoon watching the Weather Channel. They're running a special on Appalachian fog. It's supposed to be very controversial.
That's nice, honey. Now take your time and load that machine evenly. I don't want it bouncing around the room again and making a mess. I'm not sure what kind of game you kids are playing, but as long as you're all right.
Hey, guys. Wait! Stop! Listen! You hear that?
It's Santa Claus! He must have heard us. Guess Santa couldn't hear us. Yeah, I thought it sounded pretty, too.
There's gotta be another way to remind Santa that it's Christmas.
I wish it would snow. Then the snow would remind him and we wouldn't have to.
Well, if snow is what we need, Then let's get some. Follow me.
Moving up and down the coast.
See? That's the weatherman. He's the guy who makes it hot or cold outside. I know, because my daddy gets mad at him whenever he doesn't do it right.
And if you look at this area, you'll see a nasty storm system creeping in. I've got this one dumping about 9 inches of the wet stuff all over Michigan. They're gonna love that.
Wow. He really doesn't like that Michigoss place, does he?
Now, all we gotta do is tell the TB weatherman guy to make it snow to remind Santa that it's Christmas.
But how are we gonna tell him?
When our mommy wants to tell stuff to our granny, she writes a letter. And the TB weatherman guy is about to hear from us. Dear Mr. TB Weatherman Guy, I know this will surprise you.
Hey, slow down! I'm trying to make up letters here.
I know this will surprise you, but today is Christmas. Don't feel bad, because even Santa forgot. I guess the only people who did remember is my grandpa. Anyway, me and my friends Phil and Lil and Chucky and all the other babies in the world would really appreciate it if you could make it snow. Anything else?
Well, you gotta sign it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Chucky, put it in the envelope.
I wanna lick it.
I want to lick it.
But I got a longer tongue.
But I'm juicier. Why don't you both lick it?
Good idea.
Here's the hole where the mail comes in. All we gotta do is push it through the other way and wait for the TB weatherman guy to make it snow. Quick! The window!
I guess that's it.
Yeah, if the TP weatherman guy didn't get our letter by now, he probably will never get it.
Then we'll just have to make it snow by ourselves.
But how?
Oh, we gotta think.
And there. I knew I could do it all in one load. Dean, where's that new box of soap? Oh, here we go.
Ouch. All this thinking is making my head hurt.
You know that time we played in the blizzard and there was snow everywhere? It was real cold. So, maybe it's gotta be cold for it to snow.
Even if that's true, Tommy, how are we gonna make it cold?
I got it! The hair conditioner!
The hair conditioner!
What's the hair conditioner?
It's this thing over here. Whenever it's hot outside, my grandpa turns on the hair conditioner and it makes it cool.
But why do they call it a hair conditioner?
Because the cold air comes out and blows my hair.
I want to try!
But, Tommy, there isn't any cold air now. To make it work, you gotta play with the thermosplat.
Not yet!
Deed, could you... Kids! You guys are going to get hurt if you keep climbing on top of each other like that.
They have been acting very strangely today.
Yeah, good thing I got here on time. Well, I better get back to the TV. They're about to show the precipitation charts for the entire coast.
Now we're never gonna make it cold.
It's never gonna snow.
And Santa's never gonna come.
Hey, Deed, you have to see this! Hailstones the size of guava melons!
This is our chance! For us and for babies everywhere! Oh, no! I don't have my screwdriver! Chucky, I need your head. Here, Chucky, grab my hand!
Come Come on, Dee, don't leave. They're about to show the mudslide in Malaysia.
Hurry, Tommy. Your mom's coming.
We get snow, Tommy.
You can't do it, Tommy.
Why doesn't it work?
No, Santa's never gonna know it's Christmas. And babies everywhere will get no presents. Sorry, guys. I thought I could make it snow.
Laundry soap.
Let's not worry about that now, Deed. It's Christmas.
Well, I'm glad to see you're all finally getting into the spirit.
Presents!
Hello. Are you all right?
Well, look at this.
What's the matter, Chucky?
Well, maybe it's my imagination, but I think I've seen these toys somewhere before.
Okay, everyone say cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Cheese. Cheese.